This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Today we're going to talk basling. We haven't done that for a while.
No.
It's in the news again, maybe for all the wrong reasons.
Well, it's not in the happy way, is it, really? So, look, Power Savers, mate, when we're not talking about energy-saving ideas and renewable energy, probably we should start a fortune-telling sort of side business, because in 2018 on Power Savers, we mentioned the folly of the state government going after the company that owned Basslink. Kepler Infrastructure Fund has been separated from the main group of companies that own Basslink. One of these was the Singaporean Wealth Fund, which is basically the Singapore government. The Kepler Infrastructure had basically been reduced to a shell company to pass funds through.
Right.
So that's standard business practice these days.
Yeah.
Now, think of an octopus with eight legs, Darren.
Okay.
Kepler was one of those legs.
Yeah.
And just like an octopus's ability to sacrifice a limb to a predator so it can get away and grow it back again, Kepler is now being discarded and liquidated as the state government's court action went after them to save face from a disaster of their own making. So Kepler up for $70 million. And they've decided to pull up stumps and liquidate their assets and not pay anything. Take their bat and their ball and they went home.
Yep.
The official word is that everything is fine, there's nothing to see here, but the back channel chatter is there some very worried people at Hydro, Darren.
Really?
Yeah. Sort of confirmed in the statement by Malcolm Eccles. He's the CEO of the Basslink Group, making a note of Hydro TAS's storage levels are at 52%, which is well above the high reliability level. Which begs the question, if Basslink is still going to be available to us, why the sudden interest in the dam levels?
Okay, so you're reading between the lines.
Yeah. There. The hidden subtext to me is, don't worry, if we do have to turn Basslink off, the dams have good storage levels.
Yeah.
So we might not be cursing this wet spring and impending wet summer if our extension cord to the mainland is unplugged.
Right.
We might just need every little drop we can get. So for those that don't remember, in December 2015 to June 2016, so that was a fair while, Basslink went down after Hydro, with the general opinion under the direction of the state's energy minister at the time, to flog our water reserves to capitalise on the repeal of the carbon tax being hung up in federal Senate. It's going back a few years now. Hydro were raking in the cash hand over fist and were running the cable at full capacity, which overheated the cable and caused multiple blowouts. It actually failed in about six different spots.
Everyone remembers that.
Yeah, and it was getting pretty worried. And they were warned it was a dry year with minimal chance of rain and the water reserves were low. But the thought was we could buy power back from Basslink once the carbon tax was repealed. But the cable broke and the gas backup generator was being dismantled and sold off, and the dams were empty. So Tassie nearly ground to a halt as the 6 months wound by with no Basslink. Remember, every day they had like, the dams are at 14%
and
12%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so Hydro had to spend $64 million on hiring and installing diesel generators in a desperate attempt to keep the lights on.
Yep.
Another $47 million on gas for the and plus putting them back together, the Tamar Valley Gas Power Station. I don't think people realise at the time, not everyone realised how dicey it was getting. Mm. Yeah, here we are again. Like, Basslink's still going, but look, if Basslink is turned off, this puts renewable energy projects at risk, as it's our lifeline to selling our energy into the eastern seaboard of Australia. At 600 megawatt capacity, it's not big enough now, and it's providing to be a bottleneck to the investment in the state. Its possibility of removal will only further jeopardise our lofty dreams of being the battery of the nation. It could also undo the good work adding the wind farms that has done. That was basically directly responsible for lowering the power prices across the state in 1st of July this year.
Right.
Like, rising power prices again would be the last thing we'd need in this time of like burgeoning hyperinflation and flat wage growth in some areas. You know, we just don't need it. Plus, let's hope the rains don't stop coming in, as we just might need every drop in the dams. So watch this space, Darren, and our energy security is under threat again from, let's say poor management decisions or lack of vision, perhaps. It only drives home the point that the true energy security is only what we can organise for ourselves. You know, paying our power bills is our burden, and DMS Energy's our core role is lighting that stress from your shoulders. With the widest range of energy-saving and energy-harvesting products from LG, Qcell, SolarEdge, Victron, NeoPower, iStore, and many others, we're in a good space to, you know, either get your power costs under control or we could literally just give you energy independence.
Urban, rural, whatever.
Yeah. And I don't think we all realise we have literally megawatts of energy hitting our roof every year. Megawatts. and let us help you put it to work. We can power your home, we can heat your hot water, we can give you more energy independence than you have now.
DMS Energy, 1300 502 599 is the number. 56 Sheffield Road, Spraydon. It's got solar on the roof.
Can't miss it.
And check out the Facebook. And if you have any questions for Adrian, send them through the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's it. Or have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au.
Good day. Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.